Packers Extra is presented by Johnsonville and Mills Fleet Farm.
Well, we started to find out about the 95th edition of the Packers with a rugged victory at Chicago in the NFL's oldest rivalry. Suffice to say, they're stepping up in class this week as the two-time defending NFC champion Seattle Seahawks come to Lambeau Field for a primetime rematch of last season's NFC Championship game. Two big plays defensively told the story of the NFL opener at Chicago Sunday. Trailing 24-16 in the fourth quarter, the Bears with 4th-and-2 on the goal line and just under 8 minutes to go in the game. Both sides gambled. The Bears went for the touchdown, and Green Bay defensive coordinator Dom Capers dialed up an all-or-nothing blitz. Jay Cutler's hurried pass into the end zone to Eddie Royal was off the mark, and the Packers had held. Following a quick three and out by the Green Bay offense, however, the field remained flipped in Chicago's favor, and with just over 6 minutes to go, they took over at the plus 41-yard line. Following a first down to the Green Bay 29, the game, not just the field, flipped on this first and 10 pass to Martellus Bennett. Clay Matthews broke on the ball like only he can, forced the only turnover of the contest, and changed the course of this opener once and for all in a Green Bay victory. Sunday night in Lambeau, a rematch of last season's NFC title game with Russell Wilson, the defending NFC champion, Seattle Seahawks coming to town. This season, Seattle is armed with more ammunition offensively, especially in the red zone, with the addition of all-pro tight end Jimmy Graham. The Seahawks have won 3 in a row over the Packers, but all of those games were played in Seattle.
Beating the Seahawks in September will not make up for the disappointing loss in the NFC title game. But make no mistake, Sunday night's result could go a long way to determining who plays at home in this season's NFC Championship game. For Packers Extra, I'm Wayne Larrabee.